Now, the Trump administration's first deadline to reunite migrant families separated at the border was yesterday. And for some families, the process was chaotic and confusing. Others are still waiting. To date, government officials have only reunited a small fraction of the thousands of children separated from their parents, a practice that stemmed from the administration's widely criticized zero-tolerance policy. Katie Benner is a reporter covering the Justice Department for the New York Times. Katie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So which families did yesterday's court-imposed deadline apply to specifically?
So the deadline applied yesterday to reunifying children ages 5 and under with their families, and that amounted to about 102 toddlers.
And a small portion within that group of families with the 5 and under children were not subject to yesterday's deadline because their cases are more complicated. What are the different factors applying to those families?
Right, absolutely. So, you know, the government said that it was only able to identify, locate, and vet the parents of just 54 of the 102 kids, and about a third were reunited yesterday. You know, the government saying that they needed to really inspect the adults and make sure that they were indeed the parents of these children, that they weren't facing a human trafficking situation and putting children in danger. They were doing DNA testing, and they were also looking at criminal records of some of the adults. Now, the judge has said that he's largely satisfied with the government's progress, but he still urged them to move more quickly and said, you know, listen, is it really necessary that this level of vetting is what we need here?
Well, and I guess I'm wondering about the nuts and bolts of that. How is the government attempting to prove that a child belongs with the adult that they came to the border with? What kind of documentation are they looking for?
So they're looking for birth certificates, birth records. They're also doing DNA testing. And then finally, they're doing criminal background checks to make sure that they're not placing children in the hands of adults who have criminal records. So, for example, there are adults who have been proven to be relatives of some of the children, but at the same time, the government has decided that because these adults have some sort of criminal record, whether it's an assault or a rape, they don't want to put the children back together with the adults.
Well, and I'm guessing that they are doing criminal background checks for any time that adult may have spent in the United States before, but I'm guessing that the bulk of those would be in the countries that the people originated from. How do you do a background check on someone who's from another country, say Honduras or El Salvador?
Sure. I mean, that's not impossible. Governments do speak with one another all the time about criminal cases. But I do want to also point out that it is interesting. This is an extraordinarily high bar, and we have to remember that there are children in the United States every day who live with parents who have criminal records.
And so about half of the children under 5 have been reunited, missing the deadline for having them all reunited by yesterday. There's another deadline coming up for all the other children. Is the government working on two paths there, also working to start reuniting those older children?
Absolutely. On a call yesterday with government officials, the officials did say they are working to meet that deadline. They declined to say what the status was or to give any sort of guidance about whether or not they would meet it. That deadline's on July 26th. It accounts for all of the remaining children. That's a few thousand, and so we'll see if they're able to make that deadline. It doesn't seem likely.
Katie, do we know? I mean, we've seen some figures. I think at one point it was 2,300 children that had been separated, somewhere in the 2,000 range. But I'm guessing that a lot of those children are actually siblings, and so the number of families should be fewer, correct?
Absolutely. The number of families will be fewer. And keep in mind that children do come into the United States unaccompanied. That's not an unusual situation whatsoever. And so what we're dealing with right now are the children who have been separated from their parents, in large part because of the zero-tolerance policy. This does not account for the many, many children who cross the southwest border with no adult accompaniment every day.
Katie Benner covers the Justice Department for the New York Times. She's with us to talk about yesterday's deadline for reunification of families with children under 5 and the upcoming deadline for reuniting all the rest of the children with their families from whom they've been separated. Katie, what's it like when these families, these parents and children, are reunited for the first time in weeks or maybe even months?
So we've seen a really mixed bag of reunification stories. It's incredibly emotional no matter what happens, but you can tell that there are big differences in some of the reunification stories, and they depend on the age of the child. They depend on how much information the child was given before they were separated from their parents. So, for example, yesterday we found parents who, when they were finally paired with their children, and their children, who were so young, who'd been separated from them for weeks, could no longer remember their parents, which was extraordinarily heartbreaking. We saw some children who had been separated from their parents, but Border Patrol officials had kindly tipped off the parents to what was going to happen, and the parents were able to talk to their children and explain, you know, mommy and daddy will be gone for a little bit, don't be afraid, I'll be back. And some of those children seemed to be faring a little better. And then there were some children who weren't given that kind of warning, who were separated for reasons they could not understand and haven't, you know, are having what looks to be extreme stress disorder.
Some of these children had been moved even as far as the other side of the country to different detention centers. What are the logistics of, say, getting a child who was being held in New York back to parents who might be in Texas?
Well, this is one of the very tricky things, one of the interesting things that I think really highlights how poorly thought out the entire zero-tolerance policy and separation of families was by the Trump administration. So I spoke with a former attorney at the Justice Department who had overseen the Office of Immigration Litigation. And one of the interesting things that he pointed out to me was the fact that minors come into the United States unaccompanied often. And what they're doing, it's almost a one-way, imagine a one-way conveyor belt, where the children come into the country, they do not have parents, and they're coming in because they're escaping something terrible back home. More importantly, they're coming in because there is somebody in the United States who can take custody of them. So their stop in government custody through HHS is just a way station while the government identifies the adult in the United States where they can continue to go. Now, what we see here is we're trying to make a one-way conveyor belt into a two-way conveyor belt. We're seeing the families come in. The government, through its prosecution policy, separates the children out, forcing them to become essentially unaccompanied, put into the care of the government on what is a conveyor belt that usually then just moves them into the interior of the country, but now has to somehow move them back to the country they came from, hopefully with their parents. This is not something that we've done before en masse. And so you're seeing a real logistical nightmare.
The Trump administration announced yesterday that it would release migrants with ankle bracelet monitors. Has this been done before with families that arrive at the border?
Right. So, you know, we have to remember that almost every single administration, going as far back as at least Bill Clinton, definitely Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, all struggled to deal with what to do about families coming across the border with young children. We have seen an uptick in all sorts of violence, political situations, and other situations happening in, you know, in Central America that have really, you know, seasonally increased the number of migrants coming over the border, over the southwest border. Even as other immigration numbers in total are going down, that number has fluctuated and remained quite high. Many administrations have said to themselves, how do we deter illegal entry at the southwest border? They've struggled with the same thing. And also many administrations have found that the only way they can handle the situation and follow all of the laws and court orders that are currently out there is to let families and their children come into the country wearing an ankle monitor so we can track their movements, with a promise that they will come back for a court hearing. So this is not new, but it is a policy that the president has reviled. He's criticized. He has made made a point at many of his speeches on immigration. He has said that it's a horrible practice, and yet even this administration has found that they are left with very few choices and have to act as other administrations have.
And so very briefly, Katie, as we wrap up, so those families are together and then the decision will be made whether they can stay or they'll be deported?
Absolutely.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll check in with you as other deadlines approach.
Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
You too. That was Katie Benner, Justice Department reporter for the New York Times. She gave us an update on the Trump administration's progress on reuniting migrant families who were separated at the border. The deadline to reunite children 5 and under with their parents was yesterday. The Trump administration was not able to meet that deadline.